All right, everyone, welcome to Web Only Wednesdays on Cody Talks. It's Wednesday, January 16th, 2013. We're a couple minutes getting late here, but amazingly enough, Paul Hulich and I were able to coordinate a call. Paul is in New Zealand, our first Web Only Wednesday international guest. I know you said that you're there visiting, Paul, but you're still international. This is a big time achievement for my show here to have an international guest on.
Well, thank you. I'm usually living in New York City on the Granite Rock, but I've flown down here to be with my family.
Well, you can't beat that. Family time is important, and I've never actually been to New Zealand. I've been to Australia, but it's a beautiful country from everything I've ever seen. A cool place to visit, someone that's on my bucket list to get down there sometime.
Well, thank you.
Paul, tell us... I titled the show "The Stress Pandemic" based on what I read about you and researched about you through your website and stuff. I like to have my guests give me their story in their words. You know, so not necessarily a full life bio, but a kind of why is Paul on a radio show this morning? What are you here to talk about, and why are you in the situation to talk about that?
Well, I think I need to start from the beginning, but for people to understand, the listeners, I guess I was a person who was asleep at the wheel, heading for a cliff, and it actually later turned into a tsunami, whereby I had a wipeout. And what happened to me as a early teenager, I bought into the Hollywood dream, that is, work hard, have all your options of success, that you can live in a safe area, travel the world, and be your own boss, and be able to eat in restaurants, and have a lovely home. So I worked very, very hard, and over the years, I didn't realize that I had the symptoms of stress, and I didn't realize what they can do to you and how dangerous they are. But it was probably around about the age of 40 that I actually thought I had the perfect life. I was the chairman, CEO of a multi-million dollar pioneering organic food company that was listed on the stock exchange. And I had just built for the people I loved most a grand mansion. And of course I had the Ferrari and Porsche parked in the driveway. And I could travel the world. And I thought I was as free as a bird. But due to stress and making poor lifestyle choices, I became a runaway train. And I had a complete mental breakdown. And I lost everything. Most of all, my freedom. But I fought back. And I realized I wasn't alone. I never gave up. And I realized we are all worth it. So I started fighting back and researched everything about stress and what the symptoms are and why do we actually develop serious mind conditions like depression and anxiety and anger and sadness and why we can't overcome our addiction. And in the end, I actually cured myself, and I achieved what a lot of the doctors said was impossible to do, because due to stress, I developed one of the most serious mind conditions, and when I cured myself, everybody was in amazement, and they encouraged me to write The Stress Pandemic, and The Stress Pandemic is all about raising awareness. I wanted to break the cycle. I wanted people to realize what the dangers of stress are and what they can do to you. And I want to make sure that people realize you can actually fight back and have an awareness that you can do something about it.
And I love the comment that you made at the beginning that you kind of fell into the trap of the Hollywood version of what success and happiness maybe is. I was going to say in America, but that's a little bit selfish of myself. It's a worldwide thing in your first world countries for sure, of this dream of that giant house with the Ferrari in the driveway. And do you think that's at least a contributing factor to why there seems to be so much more stress now, than there was 50 or 100 years ago in the world, is that that impression that we haven't reached a level of success or happiness if there's someone out there that's richer than us? Is that part of it?
Well, it is from the point of view that we are all conditioned over time, even since we're young, that you have to compete to get jobs or become good at something at school so you can get a placement and an opportunity. And when I was a teenager, it was around about the age of 11, I realized that the people who seemed happiest were the ones who had money, who could afford a good home and travel and eat in restaurants in those days. But due to the light bulb, due to the information age and advertising, we are actually conditioned to want needs. We're actually wanting, oh yes, I'd like to go on that holiday, and wow, that looks like a lovely car, and gee, look at that home, it's got a lot of space, and I want that too. You see what I mean? And that's what happens. So we're all part of buying into the Hollywood dream to different levels of what suits us. But once you get involved in it, a lot of us keep striving for more. And that's when your ambitions and goals start climbing into the skies, and your sense of happiness and contentment are on the floor. Because in reaching for success that most people define, you actually have to buy into the whole lifestyle. And it might not be you following your innermost feelings, because it's all about you. This is about you. It's not about everyone else. And I found that out the hard way.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that statement, that it's about you, that it's not, we use a phrase, keeping up with the Joneses, that it's not about trying to reach another person's definition of success or happiness. That you really have to look into yourself and find what's going to make you happy, as opposed to, you know, you said when you were a kid you saw people that it appeared that the people with money or ready access to money were the happiest. That appearance sometimes can be deceiving. There's people out there, and I think, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, that you lived it, that just having the money and the material things isn't everyone's path to a happy, stress-free life.
Yes, and that's what happened to me, and that's what I wanted to share with people, that you have to start looking at if you've got any symptoms of stress, it means you've got an issue. It means you are not following your innermost feelings. And a lot of the symptoms are your warning signs. They are the physical ones or emotional ones. And I had them. Initially, some of the warning signs that I had was all to do with having anxiety. I was grinding my teeth, and I had insomnia. And, of course, I went on to medication because I couldn't stop it. But other people could end up having all sorts of symptoms of stress, from anything from frequent headaches to anxiety, guilt or nervousness, anger, hostility, sadness, insomnia, as I said, teeth grinding, depression and fatigue. Some of them all start to cause cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and addictions. That is our crutches that we lean on when we feel most stressed and vulnerable. Difficulty concentrating, unexplained weight gain and loss, feeling overwhelmed. The list goes on.
So you I also love stories about people that have a message to share or a lesson to help people learn, and it's not just because you went to college and became an expert. You live this. You went through the minus maybe suicide, you hit rock bottom and then took it upon yourself to build back out of this. Give us a little bit, or as much as you're willing to, the details of that, because I think that makes you like a true expert, a true authority, as opposed to someone that just went to a university and read in books about this stuff. You've lived it, and in my opinion makes you a true authority on the subject. So tell us what made you decide to fight back, as opposed to maybe the standard route of just taking some medications that hide the symptoms, as opposed to fighting back and curing the problem.
Well, I'd say mostly because I lost so much, when I had a complete mental breakdown and I had become a runaway train. That is, they couldn't stop the depression, and they couldn't stop it until one day I was lying in the fetal position in bed. I'm feeling unloved and total darkness, and couldn't make any decisions. So afraid of the world. And from there I had a mood swing, whereby in a board meeting I stripped down to my underpants. From there I was jumping off walls thinking I could lie. It was so bizarre. I was giving out $100 bills at the local gas station. I became a runaway train, and when I had that complete mental breakdown, I reached out for hope and reached out for help. I actually flew to the world-renowned Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and there I had many tests. I was there for a couple weeks, and from there, under the direction of the head of the Mayo Clinic for a psychiatric department, I went to the miniature clinic, and there I studied so much. It's about addictions and depression and anger, everything that I could actually learn. And I realized that some of the patients were doctors, and they kept coming back like a revolving door. Everything. It was pretty frightening. But what I realized, I was a pioneer in organic foods in the early 80s, and even though they said I'd have to be on medication for the rest of my life and that I'll never be able to cure myself, I thought, no, I'm going to fight back. I'm going to actually make people aware of it, and I'm going to keep fighting until I cure myself. It'll be the death of my condition, which in the end, I developed bipolar disorder, and I had the most serious condition, bipolar 1. They said there was no cure. Well, after all my research, and I researched globally and through trial and error, I actually researched everything about destructive coping mechanisms, you know, that's addictions, the symptoms of stress, everything to do with medications, because I realized that what a lot of the drug companies were developing drugs for, which I was on, is all to do with the 5 neurochemicals which make up the wonderful person we are. That's our thoughts, feelings, emotions, and moods. It's serotonin, epinephrine, norepinephrine, dopamine, and endorphin. And I realize it all comes back to the stress response. That's your fight-flight scenario. So I studied all of that, and I actually cured myself. Now, it's been over 14 years, and I've had no relapses. I'm off medication. I came off medication with the support of my family and the doctors, and I've never had to take any medication anymore. I've never felt better or stronger. And then I was encouraged to write this book about the stress pandemic and how you can throw yourself a lifesaver. And according to the American Institute of Stress, people call me a stress and lifestyle expert. They say it's a great guidebook, well researched and scientifically proven, and more.
I love love the story. I love the true self-help aspect of it, the kind of bear down and fight through it. We're talking with Paul Hulich here, who went from living the Hollywood dream, CEO of a company, through a complete mental breakdown, and then took it upon himself to find a way to fix the situation that he was in. Paul, I think the people that are listening out there, they want to know what's in the book. They want to know, and I don't, not in detail what's in the book, but obviously there's a person out there that could be feeling the effects of stress, caught up in the so-called rat race, can't find happiness, but maybe they aren't the CEO of a company. Maybe they don't have, access to the dollars and the time to do the research that you have. Have you summed that up with analysis and answers in the book? Are you confident that the book is their path to fixing their situation, stress related situation? Since not all of us, are the CEO or pioneers of organic foods and have the resources that you had to take yourself through this journey. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. This book is for people who are on the go and have got limited time, and it is not expensive. It's all about you restyling yourself. It's all about you knowing that you can fight back. The steps are broken into transformative steps that help you to take charge, because the world is a bit of a bullying place, and guide you how to fight back and kick your bad habits, and how to learn to say no. And of course there's the practical steps like nutrition helps guide you as to what are good mood foods as opposed to crap, which is caffeine, refined sugar, alcohol and processed foods and drinks, which actually affect those neurochemicals. And it actually helps guide you about exercise and positive thinking. It's very simple to apply, and it helps you to have the power of awareness, having awareness of your lifestyle, awareness of how you feel from time to time. People who I've met, there was Betty, who lives in Chicago, and in a stress seminar there, I was talking to her, and she said, well, I have the symptoms, and I'm doing two jobs, and I'm finding it hard, and I've got the symptoms of stress, and I'm on medication, and I don't know how to break the cycle. And I said, well, you need to have an awareness of where you are right now and what you need to do about it. Well, she actually contacted me later and said it's working, and that she's so happy that she is able to break the cycle, because she was overweight, she was feeling depressed. She was in a relationship that was a little bit abusive, and she was trying to keep the family together, and she was working very, very hard. And that's what's happening with a lot of us in America. According to the Mental Health America survey, over 48% of Americans are most stressed about finances, 34% about health, and 32% about employment. And according to the Mental Health America survey, 45% of Americans who are stressed eat to cope, and 42% are more likely to drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes and everything, and do drugs to relieve stress. And the remainder are people who take up gambling, even addiction to sex, or even to the internet. Could be anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I know there's no doubt that the stress of the American, the stress of living the, not, I, again, I feel like I shouldn't reference back America so much with an international caller here, but the stress.
I've just completed a 20-city tour throughout the United States, all over the United States, and I did a stress seminar in Hawaii and Maui, and I actually met people who had left New York City, because I have been living on the Granite Rock in New York City for 3 years. I wanted to be involved in the intensity of a life where it's 24/7. And I thought that was the best place to write Stress Pandemic. And they said to me, Yeah, I left New York to get away from stress, but I'm asking for help, and that's why I've heard about the stress pandemic, the lifestyle solution, and they said, well, you know, I've got stress now. And what's happening is, it's a roadmap, and it's a barometer, the stress pandemic. It helps you understand about your feelings and how you are reacting to certain situations, because some people are stressed out more than others about different situations as to what makes them feel stressed.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I think that's what's wrong with so many of the solutions that people present for stress, is they try and present this one single solution to work for everyone. I think that's where medications came from, was, you know, it's a pill that anyone that's feeling stress can pop and feel better. That's really where alcohol addiction comes from, as opposed to looking at yourself, finding out what's actually making you as an individual unhappy and stressed, and then learning techniques and skills and observations to deal with that on an individual basis. Does that make sense to someone like you?
Oh, yes. And that's what stress pandemic's all about. It's about understanding there's a toolbox out there of maybe 200 to 300 ways to try and fortify yourself against stress. But these 9 tools are the most effective. And when they are used together, collectively, they are very, very powerful. They actually empower you to have control and take charge of your life. And you'll feel a lot better. You'll feel upbeat. And you'll find your contentment more and that happiness, because it's all about you.
Well, we're talking with Paul Hulich, live from New Zealand. Again, it's our first international caller, kind of a big day for us here on the Cody Talk Show.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. But I really enjoy the concept. I'm going to get a copy of the book myself. If you're watching us on your computer right now, we're screen sharing Paul's website, which is just stresspandemic.com. There's links on there to buy the book from all the major retailers, as well as there's an about page, there's a page about Paul. There's several different resources. Stresspandemic.com looks like a really good place to start, to maybe get into checking Paul out and seeing if the book is something that you want to take a crack at. I love the concept of Paul as a guy that lived it, as opposed to someone that's just been through a university. I'm not knocking that. I'm not saying that there aren't some people out there doing some great help. I'm not saying that's a bad method. I'm just saying I love the concept of someone that went out, and is, you know, just a regular Joe guy that didn't have a degree in psychology or psychiatry or any of these things, went out and found some real world methods, for the regular person out there to get a hold of a very affordable book, and learn some steps to dealing with stress. And Paul, I want to give you a little bit of a time to close up here, but I want to thank you first of all for taking the time to come on the show and share with our viewers. Again, I want to remind the viewers, there's a link on Cody Talks to stresspandemic.com, which is Paul's website. Bunch of information there. It's not just a book sales website, folks. There's a lot of other things there to go and read and do some of your own research about Paul and the book and some of these steps that he's talking about. Read his story. Very interesting stuff. Cool looking website. Worth your time to go visit it. Paul, again, I want to give you a chance to close up and wrap it up, but thank you very much. I'm a big fan of people offering help that went through it themselves. I think that relates back to more of the general population than when a doctor does research on someone else and claims that they have a solution that works for everyone. So go ahead and give us your closing thoughts, and thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you, Cody. All you fantastic listeners, wherever you are, it's all about you, It's all about you taking control of your stress before it takes control of your before it takes control of you. And unchecked stress has real consequences. Because look what happened to me. So you're not alone. You're worth it. And never give up. And God bless America.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Paul. And we'll, I'm going to keep you on a list of potential future guests. It was a great conversation and a topic that I think, the vast majority of the population is actually dealing with in different forms and different levels. So I think it's very applicable, and thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you, Cody, and I very much enjoy the opportunity to reach out to your listeners again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right,
bye-bye.
Folks, thanks for joining us for another web-only Wednesday here on Cody Talks. Join us Sundays at 7 a.m. Central for the live show on a radio station near you and on CodyTalks.com as well. Keep up the conversation on the Facebook and Twitter if you want to, and we'll even take the time to try and get any questions you have to Paul, or you can find ways to contact him through his website, stresspandemic.com. Thanks, and we'll see you next time on Cody Talks. Cody Talks.